Illegal borehole drilling in Johannesburg is causing problems. Recently, drilling in Kilani led to water and soil leaking into a tunnel, forcing Gautrain to suspend services between Park Station and Rosebank. Gautrain CEO Tsepo Gobe said the tunnel is 50 meters underground and the drillers reached 45 meters before hitting it. He suspects an unregistered company was responsible.
What was interesting to us is that if you are not a fly-by-night operation, a company that is a proper reputable drilling company would actually ask for the permit that you require for you to be able to do drilling before they even bring their rig on what they call it on site. This looks like some fly-by-night company that was actually that's going around probably fleecing people and offering them, that they drill boreholes for them.
Gobe says the suspension will cost Gautrain money.
So as it is right now, that at this point in time, there's also, there's a complex. So it's not about only the repairs. So it is about how much money we've lost over the 2 days. Now it's a third day that Orizekolo, that we can't rent services in that area. There's penalties that we're going to charge to Orizekolo, to the service, to the operators, because they can't provide and all of that.
He explains the total cost of the disruption.
The cost of fixing the borehole and plugging it, there's the temporary cost, which will be somewhere closer to R1 million. And then there's there's the consequential damages. And the consequential damages is what is the largest problem with Orizekolo, with this crisis that has been created here. Because consequentially, there's a whole lot more things that there's the buses I'm running during the day now to be able to enable people to get up to Park Station or to the Park Station area. And therefore, we have to think through all of that. And then there's the compounding cost of a lot of our engineers and a lot of people that we had to bring out on a call out when the emergency started. So that in itself is part of the entirety of the cost.
Gobe warns that there are proper steps to follow before drilling a borehole.
Even when you build a house, you have to have an authorization for that house to be built. So the bylaws of the city compel you to be able to apply to the city that you want to put up a structure anywhere in the city. And therefore, that is the first your point of entry for you to go to the city and say, I want to build a house. I want to drill a borehole. I want to do this and that. I want to build a deep basement. Is there any impediment? I mean, it could be as simple as not even the house drain tunnel, but it could be like a dolomite area where you're not supposed to build below a certain level and there's cavities below that. But these are the things that people need to be able to consider, that there is a requirement and law that requires you to be able to apply to the city. And once a city, you've applied to the city is enjoined and is a signatory of what we call the Gauteng Transport Infrastructure Act. And when they get an application and they can see it, this application actually runs over the servitude of the Gautrain, then they are compelled to then send us the application before they approve it.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.